It's a warm, sunny mid-afternoon along Wilson Street off Broadway. At some point, you almost feel transformed to a country setting. You can hear crickets, and there are bright red tomatoes growing off vines. But you are standing along a worn-out city street, half a city block where homes once stood. But those houses are long gone. They were among hundreds that have been demolished. However, just a few years ago, an urban farm family moved around the corner to grow their crop.
Started out as primarily serving ourselves, because we like to grow our own food and can it put it away for the winter so it feeds us all year.
Janice Stevens and her husband Mark transformed the empty lots 4 years ago into farmland. The Wilson Street Farms caught the attention of out-of-town architect David Lager.
Just started driving around Buffalo. I married somebody from Buffalo, and I would just drive around looking at the city. And seeing all these empty areas, it kind of reminded me of things I'd seen when I worked in Germany.
It was in Germany where Lager saw artists designing structures to support farmlands. Structures created to help grow plants vertically or provide needed water.
What they did was they come up with an idea for the land and an idea that kind of works off of something that's going on. And I saw the farmers doing their thing here. And then it adds a cultural element.
Now Lager is organizing the Art Farm Project.
We thought instead of just doing your normal agricultural stuff, why don't we do things designed by well-known regional artists that will begin to attract people to come see them? And then by doing that, it's possible, I think, for other people to do their own developments.
Lager is now working with artist Millie Chen. She is also a faculty member with the University at Buffalo's Visual Studies.
Well, I'm collaborating with Warren Quigley and Joan Linder. And we wanted to, from the start, make something that was actually useful for the farmers. And also be important in terms of a historic or cultural symbol specific to Buffalo.
Jen met with Janice Stevens to talk about how this project would work into the landscape of the urban farm. They're creating artwork that would feature mini houses and fencing to protect crops. The house-shaped artwork would collect rainwater while representing the past wooded frame homes that once lined that section of Wilson Street.
So far, we've developed water cisterns or distribution devices that are in the form of housing that could have or would have been on this street a couple decades and back. And so that reference to specific Buffalo architecture and streetscape, but doubling as water catchers.
First of all, how tall are you looking at that? It just can't be above the tree lines.
No way.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, so the people in Strauss.
Chen talks about the design with Stevens while standing along the sidewalk directly in front of the urban farm.
To also refer, like, visually to water towers.
Okay.
But it won't be as high.
The mission of the art farms is to raise awareness and seek community involvement, perhaps even enticing a new business and revitalization into a neighborhood that's been ripped apart by flight, blight, and crime.
Maybe after this thing takes off and becomes like 10 or 15 sculptures, somebody will be able to open a cafe somewhere. And it's really about a kind of a backdrop for other people to do their own redevelopment.
Lager is also making plans for more art farms at sites at Michigan and Riley in Peckham and Coit, where more urban farming is now underway. Recent estimates indicate about 20% of land in the city is now vacant. Lager says that creates a bad perception, but he is realistic. Lager doesn't believe an art farm would be effective for other vacant land that lacks activity.
The land has to have an activity going on. I don't think this will work on just empty lots that are out there, but it really is about tying into and supporting the farming activity, which I think is the kind of beginning of the redevelopment of the East Side.
Artist Chen agrees.
This kind of initiative is what Buffalo's hungry for, and I think hopefully, you know, there'll be a nice streaming of all these various occurrences and initiatives to a point where the role of art and culture in terms of the renaissance of the redevelopment of Buffalo's troubling zones well come together.
But what would inspire one to develop urban farming, like the Stevens family, who has remained committed to their cause?
We just kind of moved here, and gardening is what we do, and we saw empty land, and we said, hey, we could do this. Let's just get the land and do it. It's what we do.
As for the future of art farms on the Wilson Street site, they should debut next spring, but fundraising is now underway to help pay for those creations. Eileen Buckley, WBFO and AM 970 News.